This is your Paragon News Update for September 10th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atham. Local, state, and federal officials tour the Upper Elk Creek Site 23D rehabilitation on the east edge of Elk City on Tuesday. New life is being given to this flood-controlled dam, and the tour was a way to showcase those efforts along with the Watershed Project sponsor North Fork of Red River Conservation District. Originally constructed in 1976 at a cost of just over $100,000 and classified as a significant hazard dam, this is now a high-hazard dam. An increase in risk of loss of life and property damage due to a potential overtopping breach of the dam during an extreme flood event is the reason Site 23D is undergoing the rehab project. Although Site 23D is functioning as originally planned and providing downstream flood damage prevention, this rehabilitation means that in the future, Site 23D will reduce the potential of a dam breach and subsequent potential damage to downstream properties and infrastructure and will reduce the risk of loss of life. Also, the rehabilitation of Site 23D allows for the service life of the dam to be extended for at least a century. In the project, the top of dam elevation is being increased by 4.4 feet due to the raised top of dam elevation. The county road is being raised as well. A new 30-inch reinforced concrete pipe is being installed using a technique known as jack and bore. Articulated concrete blocks are being added to the exit channel of the spillway to provide erosion protection and prevent head cutting. The contractor for the rehabilitation construction is CP Integrated Services Incorporated of Oklahoma City. The rehabilitation construction costs are $4.3 million. 65% of this cost is provided by the federal government, while 35% is provided by the Conservation Commission on behalf of the Watershed Project sponsor, North Fork of Red River Conservation District. One form of support for the project was the passage of State Bill 1938, authorizing the Oklahoma Capital Improvement Authority for bond issuance in the amount of $17.5 million on behalf of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. These funds are being used for the repair and rehab of high-hazard dams pursuant to the Conservation District Act. Those touring the site included Elk City officials, a conservation commissioner, and staff, along with Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur and State Representative Todd Russ, USDA NRCS engineers and staff, Trey Lamb, the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, and Congressman Frank Lucas of Cheyenne. Friday, September 17th, is the last day to apply for voter registration in order to be eligible to vote in the October 12th Town of Hammond municipal election, Roger Mills County Election Board Secretary Janet Maddox announced recently. Maddox said that persons who are United States citizens, residents of Oklahoma, and at least 17 and a half years of age are eligible to apply for voter registration. However, you must be at least 18 to vote. Applications must be received by the County Election Board or postmarked no later than midnight on September 17th. Applications postmarked after that time will be accepted but will not be processed until after the October 12th election. Applications must also be submitted to any motor vehicle agency that is also an official voter registration agency by the submission deadline. Applicants will be notified in writing when their application has been processed. Approved voters will receive a voter identification card in the mail. Some may receive a letter that explains the reason or reasons the application was not approved. Maddox said those who do not receive a response within 30 days of submitting the application should contact the County Election Board office immediately. The Roger Mills County Election Board reminds voters that applications must be approved by the County Election Board secretary in order to vote. In state news, the state's AG plans to challenge the president. Oklahoma News Network's Jacqueline Scott tells us why.
The Oklahoma Attorney General's office planning to challenge President Biden's new COVID vaccine mandate. AG John O'Connor says he's preparing litigation in response to the president's vaccination requirement for businesses with more than 100 employees. Governor Kevin Stitt calls the mandate federal overreach. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
Recapping our top story, officials visit the Elk Creek Dam Rehab Project. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 10th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atham.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.